Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Art Dittmar. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Luplau reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is hit by the pitch. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplau scores. Essigian moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Eskew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser misplays the ball. That's an error on Houser. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to third. Francona moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimenez moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lump. Kirkland moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkland moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive towards first. Francona reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Luplow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Luplow reaches second base with a double. Francona goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Francona reaches second base with a double. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cimolai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a line drive into right field. Cimolai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luplau takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Essien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing left field. Ty Klein now playing center field. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-4 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Held. The throw from Askew to Hauser and they have Held trapped. The throw over to Seaburn, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Lump moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Jimenez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Bob Allen now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Barry Latman now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.